The Swinger State of Mind, with your hosts, Frenchie, LaCrush Hart, and Trinity Blake.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Swinger State of Mind radio show. I am LaCrush Hart from Brooklyn, New York. And we have...
And my name is Trinity Blake, calling in from Dallas, Texas.
And Jay Peoples, live and direct from the Big D. You're tuning in to Swinger State of Mind radio show, where you can call in and talk to us live at 805-830-8320 and press 1 if you want to get in the mix and talk and let your voice be heard.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So, ladies.
How you doing, Junk Man?
Hey. That was a private, off-air conversation. Thank you very much.
I think, but we usually talk about these first couple minutes, how our week went. So, I'm sorry, Jay. How was your week?
Yeah. My week was fantabulous, and it's getting better by the day. You know what I mean? Blessed to be here. Happy to be online with you guys, chit-chatting about some interesting topics. And I'm just enjoying it. It's football season, you know. Go Big Giants, Big Blue. I bleed blue all day long. So I'm enjoying the season, and just ready. How about you guys? How was your week, Miss LaCrush? How was your week?
My week was okay. It was okay. Had a good time, but it didn't get good until last night. But you know, it's going all right though.
What made it so good last night? Interesting. Why am I want to know?
Inquiring minds want to know. Well, I've talked about him. I know, right? I've talked about him before. His name is Mr. NYPD. That's what we call him.
The man.
And he's like my... I'm infatuated by this man. And he did some incredible, naughty, but grateful stuff once again. Like I said, he's like my biggest tease right now. He loves to tease me, but, you know, it was welcomed, you know. Like, it was like, okay, that's the way you want to do it. And but we did go to second base, Trinity.
Yay!
But once we got to second base, he got up and he left. So I think that's it. I know. I got that sound effect somewhere, too. I know.
Right.
I got that sound effect. However, we'll get to this again in orgy time, but, I called somebody else over.
Gotta get that pin.
But let me tell you, like, he went all the way to the edge of second base. It wasn't like he just went to the beginning of second base. He went all the way to the edge of second base. And he can't just leave me that way, you know? Right, he overran second base going into third. And he really, literally left me that way, Jay. When I say he left me that way. Like, he really, like, what are you trying to do, change the tables? No, I gotta go. What? I appreciated him. Like, I'm digging him. I dig it. Like, I'm not even mad at him. I did have to call somebody else, so.
I'll be ready to fight. You see the straight hood come out of Trinity.
Listen, he blew on it. That's all I can say. He blew on it. He gave me a blowjob, and it wasn't even to completion, and he left.
How women get blowjobs? I mean, really, is it that? Is your clit that big? I mean, like, really? The I'm just saying.
Why we don't have a name for it? What do we have a name for it?
I call it his because mine is big like that. I say, you want to come give me some head? You know?
Right.
But, you know, I'm kind of masculine sometimes. So.
I get it. Me too. I be getting in that mode too, so I definitely get it.
I get blow on it. He blew on it, so you got to blow it.
He blew it. Like he really did blow on it. Like
blowing out a candle, like happy birthday to him. Right. Well, he blew on
it. Like literally, he blew on it.
Unbelievable.
Got it all wet and moist and blew on it.
But I like to blow in it, not necessarily on it, but I blow in
it. Right, I can see that, you know.
Blow in it? What are you talking about?
Okay.
Let's not even go any further.
We overanalyzing this. So was it like a half blow, like a four-fifth blow?
It wasn't a hard blow like you blowing up a balloon. It was a light, you know, like when you wet your nipple and the breeze come over your nipple, it gets hard.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, so he just...
So he was purposely teasing, basically.
That's exactly what he was doing. I'm telling you, girl, he caressed the belly. You know that's my spot. You can't... you can't caress the belly. And his lips were so soft.
Oh.
I wrote a poem about it. I'm just going to say that. Y'all can go to my website and see.
NYPD, that's all I'm saying. Donuts and coffee keeps your lips soft.
Call somebody after the show. Will you come blow on me?
But I mean, it was just a moment. Y'all are so mean. Yeah, it was just a moment. Oh, just a moment. Y'all making me feel weird.
Okay, so that was last night. Did anything else happen this week besides getting blew on?
Getting blowed up.
Blown on, right? Blown up.
Okay, we're not gonna make any more jokes. I'm sorry.
I know, right? Nothing else happened. Everything's been co-aesthetic. I've been handling business. I've been getting ready for my brand new show starting in October. That's it.
I got one question.
Ooh.
Is the cat okay? He's not breaking no more fans, is he?
You know, the cat got an attitude with me.
You know why, right?
Because I had somebody else in his spot.
Because you had somebody blowing on it. The only cat around there get blown on. Man.
Okay, so.
Why do you think he broke the fan? He's trying to get you to blow on him.
And no, he just wanted to beat me up. But, you know, now it's getting nippy. Now it's getting nippy up here. The weather's going, you know, it's like, you know, fall. So the weather's getting nippy. So his thing is he likes to lay up under me. Like, I'm thinking he's my cuffing buddy now. Like,
uh-oh,
he's really trying to. And so he got an attitude. He got an attitude because I had company, and then we have the neighbor's baby coming over during the day, and she be in my bed, so it's like there's no time for him. So he got an attitude.
But you know what he's going to tell you?
Oh, wow.
Next time what you have to tell him is that he comes over, and this is really going to get him excited before he goes, hey, baby, you know, come on over here. I got two cats for you to blow on tonight.
Oh, jeez. But my cat,
isn't that like bestiality?
Oh, that's some bestiality stuff. So I'm not even going to acknowledge that.
You don't tell him, he's going to get excited. He's going to come over, he's going to be all worked up and ready to put in work. And you're going to be, what happened to you? I got both cats here ready for you. That little kitty cat laid in the bed next to you, and he's like, let's get it in. God damn it, he's going to be like, what the hell?
Okay. Enough about Max. Let me ask you, Trinity, how was your week? So far.
I had a really, really nice week. It started out like last Thursday. Mm-hmm. I went to Kitty's, a place out here in Dallas we go to do karaoke, and in walked this female, and I thought she was really cute. So I bought her a drink, and in return she was like, well, thank you, and she asked me out for dinner. And then we went and had dinner the next day at a really nice restaurant. I've pretty much been talking to her, like, every day since then.
Kitty love.
What?
I said, oh, kitty love.
Kitty love. If I could just get over my own insecurities, everything would be fine.
Oh.
I got to get over that first.
Oh, you will.
Have you ever dated somebody and you kind of felt like they were out of your league?
Yeah. NYPD.
NYPD.
Right. He was like, let's go to this restaurant. Like, I'm like, I can't take my car through the valet parking. I'll meet you inside. And I'll see you when you get there. But other than that, I had a fantastic week. I got a lot done. I was ready for the show because last week we got cut off.
Right.
And tonight, you know, so everybody know, like, after I say my little hello, which I'm saying my hello now, I'm going to be on the back end screening the calls tonight. So, unfortunately, people, I cannot have phone sex with you tonight. But I will take your information and get you live on air if you press 1.
kinky little show that we have here, don't we?
Right. You got callers in the back screening for about 10 minutes because they're getting off.
Wow.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
I don't want to go live. I
want to
talk to Jenny. I don't
want to
go live.
I know, right? Oh, boy. Shout out. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I bet she's like, thanks for calling Jenny. I
don't know
how to help you.
Forgot about us, right? What you doing?
Right. It's not sweet state of mind.
Gotta go back there and find out what she doing. We gotta pull her in one day. Just go back there and find out what she doing. Mm-hmm. Also, I tell people that if you are listening to VIA, the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio, in the upper right corner, there's a sign in or a sign up button. It's a free. You can join us in the chat room. Right now, we have Onyx 7 in the chat room representing Florida. Hey, girlfriend. And we also have Kevy. Kev is in the building also. So, shout out to him. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Trendy is in there, and I am in there. So, we are definitely in the chat room. So, you can also chat with us that way as well.
Cool. I like Kevy. That's a cute little name.
Kevy. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well,
I think our topic tonight, we're recapping, reviewing because of last week. We're going to talk about insecurities, trying to figure out different people's physical insecurities or any insecurities that they may have, that they face, that they're currently dealing with, and, you know, how they got over them or if they've gotten over them, you know. So y'all make sure y'all call in and chime in and let us know, you know, what are your insecurities, you know. Do you have any insecurities of crush? You can start it off for us.
Oh. One, wasn't planning on starting off, but okay. One insecurity that I do have when it comes to the lifestyle is I have a fear of public speaking. I know. That's crazy, right, Crush? I know. I do have a fear of public speaking. So, like, when we host in our parties, is that introduction that you have to do or announcement section when you're at a party and you got to stand in front of everybody that's there, their old eyes on you, your heart is racing, lumps is in your throat, you know.
Yeah.
So that's one of my insecurities in the lifestyle. But Jay, what about you?
Me, my insecurities, I guess my insecurities would be the same, you know, in that aspect, you know, as far as the lifestyle environment. But I'm real standoffish. I'm real shy. I'm very, very shy. A lot of people be like, oh, yeah, right, you're not shy. I am extremely shy.
Yeah,
know?
Me too.
So public speaking is an issue for me. I know as far as my physical attributes, you know, coming up, I used to have the insecurities about being shorter and stuff like that. But, you know, now, I mean, I'm 8 feet tall. I walk with a big stick because my confidence level is just beyond. I mean, I don't believe in handicaps because of my height or whatever the case may be. I mean, I've dated women 6'3", 6'4". You know what I mean? I am short as hell. They're looking at me like, hey, that's your little brother? Nah, I got this player back up. I got this. You know, so. It's all good, but that was one of my physical attributes that had me as an insecurity. But now it's not a problem with me, and so I'm good. I'm Mr.
Okay.
UPF. I'm the cure. I get it in.
Oh. And on that note, what about you, Trinity?
Well, believe it or not, I'm like you. I was like you when I was younger, kind of outside the lifestyle. Believe it or not, I had a serious, serious speech defect.
Oh.
And after 9 years of speech therapy, now I'm your local sex operator. No. My parents used to make me write stuff down because I stuttered so bad. But in a lifestyle, I think one of the biggest insecurities I had, not even realizing until I started going to lifestyle parties, is that I had, I still was carrying on some self-image issues. I did not like to be completely nude. It wasn't necessarily that I wasn't accepting my body. I just wasn't quite ready to be, like, completely nude. I always had, like, a little camisole on or, you know, it was always something. If you look at my pictures, you would never see a picture of me completely nude.
Mm-hmm.
It's always something on me. But other than that, let's see, I'm not afraid to talk. I talk too much now. I don't mind speaking my mind. I'm very outgoing. I think I get a little insecure about my social status at times. I think I just mentioned that in an introduction. So I get a little insecure about that. But it's a learning experience. I don't let it hinder me. I try to take it on head first and face those fears as much as I can. It definitely will help you grow.
Right. Definitely, definitely true. I totally agree with you as far as, like, not wanting to be completely nude. I have insecurity about the midsection of my body. Like, everything else I'm good with, it's just that midsection. And like I mentioned before, that's why I say during my introduction, I was saying my belly is like, that's like my G-spot to me. Because if you can embrace that, then that means you're embracing everything physical about me and not just the little man in between my legs. So, you know, the way through my heart is literally through my belly.
Wow. I can feel you on that, though, you know. I can definitely feel you on that. If you can touch the part that I'm most insecure about, then I can pretty much open everything else up to you.
Right.
But have you ever, like, has somebody ever addressed that to you or said something to you at a party? Like, you ever had somebody, like, challenge you, like, well, crush, why aren't you getting naked? Because I've had people, like, oh, can you take it all off? And I'm looking, like, complete stage fright. Like, are you serious? Like, right now? You want me to take, like, right now? In the light?
Right, in the light? Like, and I think that was one of the things, too. Like, it has to be dark. For me, it has to be dark. I've had people, you know, approach me and say, do that. And I think once I see another woman that I feel like, okay, well, she got her belly hanging low. You know, maybe I can let mine hang low, too. You know, but I like being pretty. I like the whole throw the panties to the side and lift the skirt up. And I like those things. So, you know, it to me, it's part of the whole ambiance, atmosphere.
Right.
Like, yeah, for me, it has become part of the atmosphere to just bend over by the dresser and, you know, hold on to the skirt, hold on to the shirt. And I feel like if you're a dude and you about what you do, then you would know that. You know what I mean? You would take that and, you know, you would take advantage of that. You know, she's walking around in her negligee. You shouldn't want to take it all off. You know, rub, just take one shoulder out. I got this. You know, I think that, you know, it shows that they have a little depth to them besides just sticking it in and giving you that lazy lump. I'm just saying. That's just me.
I got a question.
Lazy lump.
I got a question. So, in your little incident last night, did he just move the panties over and blow, or did he blow through the panties?
Well, what happened was, right?
I suck.
Listen, what happened was, I didn't have none on. You suck,
dude. You gave the lazy lump out the gate. Come on, man.
Okay.
So, you know, because they had to run downstairs and get the door. So, you know, you run downstairs and then, you know, you walk up in front of him, you know, and the skirt just flop, flop, flop with your booty. So, you know, you got to, you know.
You're bad.
I'm a tease, too. That's why I'm enjoying him so much. That's why I'm like, if I was to get married or be, not even get married, but if I was to get into a relationship, this is the man I want to get into a relationship with. Because that's one thing I am. I'm a flirt. I'm a tease. That's just something I do. So that's another story. Go ahead. What you got for us, Jay?
I had somebody do that to me before. I had met them, and they invited me over. And you know, I actually went over there with no expectations. You know what I mean? I mean, I just went over there thinking, oh, we're going to hang out, we're going to chill, or whatever the case may be. And I went in there, and she had the little skirt on and stuff. I'm like, why she got this skirt on and heels? What's going on? And
oh, my God.
Over. Hey, I was naive. And she bent over, and nothing underneath there. It was like, bah! It was like waving at me, like, I know you want this, and I know you want this. I was like, oh, my God, it's going down. It was crazy. So you gave him a lady. He knew what it was, but he took control of the situation. That's why he only overran second base and then go to third.
Mm.
He wasn't going to let you manipulate him like that.
I wasn't trying to manipulate him.
Yeah,
it's after
yeah.
midnight. You know, it's after midnight. Wait, hold up. We're getting off the topic here. Let's get back to the topic. Like, you're dragging me down with you. No, let's get back to the topic.
Insecurities.
Talking about insecurities and the lifestyle. Right now we're talking about some of our insecurities that we've had in the lifestyle. Some of them are physical. Some of them more emotional. We have the chat room wide open. Brooke just came into the chat room, and, you know, she's giving us her two cents.
Okay.
Right, she's in the chat room. She said, I have seen lots of women in the lifestyle who are bigger than me and completely embrace their bodies. Although I'm an 8'10", I guess that's dress size, folks, I'm still self-conscious and a bit insecure about my tummy. Thank you so much, Brooke. I feel comfortable now. See, so now I can show mine. Eh. Oh, wait, when I'm on cam.
You're crazy. You're crazy. You're crazy. But I see that. I see that a lot. I see that a lot where, you know, and I applaud them because, you know what, you go to so many different lifestyle events, and a lot of them require you to dress down and do all that stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I'm insecure in my body or whatever. I think that's the shyness in me because, like I said, I'm really shy. So to just jump out and just walk around, you know, butt naked or in your boxes and stuff, you know what I mean? I haven't even graduated to being that comfortable. You know, I've been to lifestyle events, and when they say dress down, I say, okay, time for me to go because I'm not dressing down, you know, and I will leave, you know, mm-hmm. just because I don't feel confident enough or to just I haven't graduated there yet. And it's odd to hear me say that, but, I mean, it is so true, you know what I mean? So the ones that do that, the bigger ladies, the gentlemen, whatever, whoever, I applaud them.
We also have, like I said earlier, we had Kevy in the chat room. The chat room is buzzing, folks. Y'all need to sign in and sign up and get in the chat room and join the conversation. We have Kevy. He said some of his insecurities is being shy and at the parties approaching people. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And Onyx 7 says she does not approach people at a party. She also says she poses nude for a living. So she says, I pose nude for a living, so I love my curves. I have never had an issue. I started this to show plus size women that we are beautiful no matter what size we are. Embrace the body and show it off. Confidence is the key, and it has so much sexual power. I definitely agree with you on that note, Onyx. You know, I'm always out there. I show everything, you know, but it's more being the comfort of my own home. When you see me in person, I do try to keep it covered. I don't know. So do we have any callers?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have Miss Honeybee 8580 calling from Dallas.
Dallas in the building.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, welcome, Miss Honey.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling into the show.
No problem.
So right now we're talking about insecurities that we may experience in the lifestyle, mostly body image, and we shared ours. What about you? Do you have insecurities yourself?
Yeah, the two biggest things that I've always been a little insecure about, you know, pertaining to my body, have been my tummy, and I don't have the world's biggest ass. So I've always been kind of self-conscious about my bottom. But, you know, even though I'm a size 8'10", I've always really been self-conscious about my midsection as well. So I can understand how people would want to cover that up, you know. And I've never been completely nude at any of the parties, and I've been that person that once it's time to dress down, I'm like, okay, it's time to go. So I completely understand where Jay's coming from with that, too.
You know, when it comes... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, hey, honeybee. I know
honeybee. Hey. I want my tacos.
Exactly.
You know, when it came to the dress down part, I loved it. Even though, because that was my time to get glamorous, to show off my lingerie. Like, even though I'm the largest one in the room, I was able to show off my lingerie. Now, it's one thing to take the clothes off. It's another thing when you put on the sexy one. So that's my thing. I like the lingerie, and I think that's why I like swing parties, too. I like to dress up in my lingerie, and I put my little flats on, and you got your hair done, and your lip gloss is popping. So, I'm creating this. You know, I feel like I tell everybody this when it comes to the party. I'm eye candy when you come to the party. Even if I don't get, you know, even if I don't play that night, I still have a good time. I'm the social butterfly. I'm going around talking to everybody. If I see you, honey, sitting on the wall, I'm coming to you. What you doing, honey? How you doing? Get in here. Everybody, this is honey. You know, I'm the one, I'm pointing everybody else out.
Yeah, I'll never be the one sitting on the wall, though. I'm probably going to be the one hugging you first, so that's me.
That's what I do. But thank you so much, Honeybee, for calling in.
No problem.
Definitely appreciate you for doing that.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, Taco Girl.
Taco Girl. Sheesh.
Yeah, I owe her some tacos.
Tacos.
The first time we ever met, we ate tacos. So we have a food thing. I like to eat, so we have a food thing. So I owe her some tacos.
Okay. Up next on the lines, we have Austin from Dallas, 3833. What's up, Austin? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are y'all doing? How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just digging on the topic, you know, and like I said, basically, you know, I ain't got no complex about, you know, what's going on in my stuff. Been there, done that. You know, we all grown, you know, to each his own. If you're doing your thing, you know, you got to be concentrating doing your thing instead of worrying about another person's anatomy. Whatever, you know, turns that person on, you know, do whatever works for you.
Right.
You know. So I'm not really highly opinionated about that situation, you know. You know, you don't need to be watching me doing something.
Right. But when you first started, I totally agree with you. But you know, we always have a stigma in our type of parties. But let me ask you, when you first started, when you first got in there, was there some type of insecurities that first came up with you? Cause I think everybody's nervous on their first time. So,
first of all, you know, you're always conscious. I'm already conscious about my crowd. You got to see what's going on first. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know, I don't know if a brother around me looking at me or he looking at the chick. You know what I'm saying? So I got to see. I got people seen. Cast new eyes. So. So that was my first, you know, thing of getting into the lifestyle. But, you know, the lifestyle I've lived in my course of life, you know, we was into doing things like that before lifestyle parties even began because, you know, the company I kept. You know, when you kind of live life in the underworld, you know, everything kind of go down. So I was kind of into it already. So it wasn't no big surprise to me. Because I was already engaging in those type of activities anyway. Not only of a lifestyle party, but, you know, it was, you know, you have to be part of that particular clique, you know.
Right.
When it went down, it just went down. Uh-huh. Just, you know, you know, we talking about back in the, you know, in the 80s.
Oh, okay. So you got a
different spin to it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Austin, for calling in and sharing your story with us. We really do appreciate it. Right now, folks, want to remind everybody you're tuned in to Swinger State of Mind radio show with Jay Peoples, Trinity Blake, and myself, LaCrush Hart. You can call us in 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Trini, what you got for me, Mama?
Well, you know, we're talking about insecurities, and, you know, I take people to expensive interviews, mm-hmm. you know, before they come out to a lot of events, just to try to see where their head is at, what their expectations are. And no one's really mentioned this, but a lot of guys ask me, you know, one-on-one, they say, you know, hey, I just wanted to let you know, Trin, I'm not a big dude. And I would say, okay, well, you're not a big dude, what do you mean? You know, they're talking about their dick size, you know, and I'm like, honestly, every female is not in there looking for 8 to 10 inches. Some of us just like regular dick. So even though no one's mentioned, you know, we don't have a lot of guys calling in speaking on that, I've had plenty of guys, you know, ask, is this going to be a bunch of guys with big dicks? I'm like, no, you know, people, we are humans. We're not all superheroes. A lot of women have asked about their age,
mm-hmm.
especially the older ones. Am I going to be the oldest one there? Mm-hmm. What's the age group? So, you know, when we talk about insecurities, there's so much into that. You'd be amazed what people can be insecure about. I had a female that was concerned because she was really slim.
Mm-hmm.
And, to, you know, and it was an issue. And I saw in a Facebook group the other day, a guy got online and was like, can we have a slim fatty?
Wow.
And the bigger girls in the group went off on him. And I was like, okay, what's the problem with him asking for a slim fatty? I mean, why are you so insecure about your size? The first thing they started posting was, well, I'm 300 pounds and I'm sexy. And I'm 280 pounds. Nobody said that your weight wasn't sexy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's obviously insecurity says, especially with black Americans.
Exactly.
So that's, you know, I'm kind of added, I'm double different, but the main point of me saying was he put a preference out there and they immediately started responding with what their sizes were.
To be validated. So, yeah, it is sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's a validation, a desire for self-validation. Nobody asks that.
No, I totally agree. Like, you know, is that something that you're into? Specify. And I think, Trinity, we had a conversation about that as well when we was talking, and I was like, when we promote our parties, sometimes the host or the promoter actually specified this is a size friendly or this is a BBW friendly, you know, event. And you know, we had a deep conversation about that. But I want to also acknowledge the people in the chat room because they're keeping the conversation going. We have Kevin in the chat room who says, confidence is key, but also you may be insecure because you want to fit in with the group of people, that group of people. No one likes to stick out. And he also likes eye candy. So I definitely totally agree with that, Kev. Nobody wants to be the oddball or left out. However, we all do crave to be original. That I know that sounds like oxymoron, but I do. It does. Like we all crave. We wanna stick out, but we also want to be accepted. That's what I'm saying. You know when I say that. Like, I want to, you know, still be me, still be the super fluffy flirt, but I also want to be at your party where, you know, I'm going to get play and I'm not going to be an oddball out, you know. I want, you know, somebody to say, well, Crush, you look sexy, or Crush, you look nice, and like you said, to be validated. So I definitely agree with that. We have Brooke Renee in the chat room as well. She said she know there's somebody for everybody, but I feel like my completely naked body is something I want to say for the person that is lucky enough to be with me privately. Even when I do play at a party, I am partially clothed. That's an interesting aspect of it. What do you think about that, Jay?
Well, I think it's the same thing. You know, it's just something that she has to feel more comfortable with. And like I said, I like a woman that doesn't show everything. You know what I mean? It leaves a little bit more to the imagination. It adds a little more erotic. You know, that, like you said, sliding it to the side and stuff. You know, it's like you sneaking to get something. Like, all right, just move it to the side just a little bit. Let me get a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It adds a little bit more excitement to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like you said, the lazy lump, just sitting there and getting it, like, go ahead, baby, give it to me. I'm wide
mm-hmm.
open. Ugh, I don't have to work for it? Like, really? You're just going to give it to me like that? I might not really want that, you know what I mean? So, I like the partially clothed. It's sexy to me, you know, be honest. You know, it's real sexy to me.
Oh, okay.
Why buy it if you're not going to wear it?
I know, that's right. Ooh, I like it. I don't know, I like it. Don't rip it because you got to replace it. But, you know, that's like, you know, sweat it out. You know, you get your hand in and, you know, he's sweating it out. You know, as long as you pay for it, you can sweat out all you want to. I'm just saying.
That's what I tell him. Buy two pairs, though. We're going to tear up the first one.
Okay. So, folks, we are talking about body image and insecurities in the lifestyle. You can give us a call at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press the number 1, and we will let you on air. Shout out to Austin and Honeybee and the folks in the chat room who is definitely holding us down right now, Jay.
Okay, I see. We got a couple of people in there.
Right.
Neil, Carla, nice to see you joining us.
Mm-hmm. See a couple of guests in there. All the guests, sign up for a free account. blogtalkradio.com. It takes 5 minutes. Come back to the room and, you know, join into the conversation. Okay, so, you know, we're talking about insecurities. We're talking about body image. But something that Trinity have already touched on, let's get to the size really matters, you know, as a preference. You know, like Trinity said, not all women are into big, not all men are into big. You know, when it came to, you know, being at a lifestyle party, I'm sure that's something that we all go through as far as body image is concerned. But I think men may have it just a tad bit different than we do. When it came to the size matter, Jay, how was that for you at a lifestyle party?
The size matter in my mates. For me, preferably, yeah, it does matter to me. Because, you know, just that's my preference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think sexy is sexy, and it's how you carry it. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And it comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it actually starts from the inside. But me, preferably, I mean, I prefer the medium to petite, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what I'm attracted to. And but I don't discriminate, and I don't down anybody, like I said earlier. I applaud them because they have tons of more confidence than I do, you
mm-hmm.
know, for a lot of the things that they do and they participate in. And as long as they're happy and they're fun in what they're doing, you know what I mean? Hey, do your thing, baby. Thumbs up for me. How about yourself, Josh? Does size matter to you when it comes to male?
What aspect? No. Physically, size does matter to me. Physically, yes. However, you know, I like guys that are built. I like guys that are muscular. You know, I like guys that well taken care of. I like them tall. I do like them tall. If you're 5'9", 6 foot, that's awesome. But if I'm looking for you, I want you 6'4" and taller. 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". I like them that tall. sorry. Yeah. You know, if you got,
you would overlook me. You'd be like, who the hell is that little guy?
But if I'm approached by that, I know that there's sometimes you can't have everything that you want. You know, and I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. So if you're 6 foot, or you're 6'1", or you're 5'9", or even if you're 5'7", 5'8", I'm a still now. If you're below my height, I can't do it, but I have done it. So, you know, I do like somebody that's well fit, you know, muscular bound, not bodybuilder, but you know, somebody that takes care of himself. If you are a little extra pounds, that's fine. If you're stocky built, that's fine. If you're husky built, that's fine. If you're a wide load, we can't do it. It's just psychologically, I can't do it. Like, I can't do it. I can't, you know, and the one thing that really gets me is the sweating. The sweating in your eye. You sweat, it hits your eye, it burns, and I'm like, ah, it's burning, like, and it's not a good look, so,
hey,
but, you
I'm
know.
I sweat
right,
a lot.
That's what I'm saying, there are some slim dudes that sweat a lot, you gotta have a towel, like, over your face, just so you don't be sweating in your face,
yeah.
So,
yeah,
I definitely
exactly.
get that, Trinity, what about you?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I can't do the sweat. I wear contacts,
uh-huh.
And, you know, but, you know, you don't necessarily have to be big to sweat.
No, you don't.
Some people just sweat a lot, and you're like, okay, I can't breathe. It's in my mouth. It's the wrong kind of fluid in my mouth. I'm not feeling it. If there was one thing when I have to say, if I'm looking for a preference, the main thing is you have to be clean. And I don't have, like, a penis size preference, but it does have to be existing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can't be. I had a thumb before, and I thought it was a joke. Literally, I was like, "This is a joke, right?" And that was it. I was like, "Okay." And then I'm a full figure woman myself, so, and I have large breasts, so I prefer if their boobs aren't as big as mine.
Mhm.
Because that can be, you know, a hazard. Boob gets pinched on the forearm, get injured, just not. Not good. You don't have to be a certain size, even though I do like taller men because I wear a lot of pumps, but you don't necessarily have, and I'm going to say this, and a lot of people probably haven't thought about this, my preference at a party is different than my preference one-on-one.
Yes.
If I'm into the zone, I'm in the energy, then I might play with somebody that I might not play with one-on-one.
Right.
I don't, you know what I mean? So it you still got to be clean or whatever, but... There's a certain things they're like, you might not be the most attractive guy, but I might see you doing it with somebody else and be like, wow.
Awesome.
You can go ahead and get this, but one-on-one, no. Not looking at you eye to eye. Just me and you. You and I, no. No.
I can relate to that. I can see that.
Because you're in the moment at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
But one-on-one, you're like, no.
You expand your box a little bit further because you're in the moment. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, I know this is what it is, and, you know, it ain't going to go no further than this, so, you know, let's go ahead and enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Except when somebody want to call you out on it. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't have a problem? Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. You got lucky.
You thought I was
okay about that.
Wow. Okay, so I have a question. When we say that, because I agree with you, told 200% of Trinity, like at a lifestyle party, you may not be 6'4", 6'5", and you may not be 250, 275. But is it that we're thinking with our bottom head and not our top head? Is that, do we all go down to the what we always say about men? Like, they're thinking with their dicks. Are we thinking with our clits?
Yes.
Not,
yes.
In a way we are, but at the same time, it's really about contributing to the energy, the whole energy of the moment. Mm-hmm. It's intoxicating. It's not necessarily most times that we're just thinking with our genitals, but it's intoxicating. Because I will tell you right now, I could be amongst four or five people and get to number four and be like, the brakes have stopped. Nobody said you can get on this ride. But I will expand my boundaries if the mood is right and the energy is right. And I kind of expand it a little bit. Like, okay, well, you know what? And usually it's probably somebody's husband or boyfriend. You know what? You've been real cool. You haven't pressured me. You're clean. You're approachable. Come on, you can play with us. Because it's in addition to something else, not just that person.
Okay. One last question, and then if you have a question or you have a comment you want to add to the conversation, y'all can give us a call, 805-830-8320. Press the number 1, and we'll let you on. My last question is mostly towards you, Trinity, because I haven't reached that realm. When it comes to women, does size matter? What's your preference on that?
Anybody that's hung out with me, you know, I'm a sucker for a soccer mom. I like them kind of conservative, a little nerdy, very maintained. That just turns me on. The smarter, the more uptight, the better.
The more uptight, the better.
Other than that, I don't trip off size. Like I said, I don't think both of us should have big boobs. That might be a little bit too much. Now, I'm a sucker for a big booty. I love a big booty. I love full breasts. Not necessarily big breasts, but I'm a big nipple fan.
Mm-hmm.
I love for female nipple to respond.
Mm-hmm.
I have a preference when it comes to the vagina. I like a clear path to where I'm going.
Oh.
I'm not good at sorting out the different layers.
Oh.
My tongue is not that long. So not only is it a preference, it's a necessity for me to reach where I need to be.
Oh.
I have a very short tongue, and what?
No. Go ahead.
But that's about it. Other than that, I'm pretty open.
Okay. Interesting. I've thought about it, but I haven't done it, so I can't even answer. Jay, what about you? We haven't gone that far. When it comes to down below, what's your preference?
As far as a woman, definitely as far as a woman, because that's the way I roll.
Jay's like, I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm like, you know, y'all be catching me off, but I'm like, what they talking about? I had to go into Google. Y'all be saying stuff like Google and see. Let me read up on this real quick. Okay, that's what she
wow.
means. Yeah, but as far as a woman, I mean, I like a woman that is, like Trinity said, well-kept. I like mine clear, shaved. Trinity's more vintage than me. She like vintage, you know, bushy sometimes.
Yes.
But me, I like it clean, shaven, baby bottom, soft. I want to be able, like you said, I want to see everything. I want to see every lip, every nook and cranny. I want to see it when it runs, the juices run down the lips. I want to see everything, you know what I mean? Because, you know, when I get ready to go in and get it in, I mean, I'm opening you wide up, legs behind your head, pushed all the way back so I can see it. You know, I like to see my food. I don't eat in the dark.
All right. What about lip and clip size, is that a big thing? Does that matter?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't really. It actually becomes more of a challenge, I guess, when it's just a little bit smaller clip because you have to pay more attention to the full vaginal area versus with a larger clip, you know, y'all extra stimulate. I had a female one time, and I'm kind of getting off a little bit. But she had the largest clip I have ever seen in my life. I would look down, I was like, oh, my God. I was thinking for a second, like, wait a minute. I had to look at the neck, the hands, the feet. I was like, come here, let me check you out real quick, because, I mean, that shit is not normal. But I don't have a preference when it comes as far as clip size, you know what I mean? It's just a little less work when it's larger, but, I mean, hey, I work with what I got.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing wrong with a big clit, okay?
Nothing wrong with it because I've learned to lick on it, to suck on it, to caress it, and make it bigger. Because I've learned, I mean, I was with somebody for a while, and when we originally started, you know, it wasn't really that large. You know what I'm saying? But over the years, it was like it got larger. So I don't know if from me sucking on it made it expand or pulled it out or whatever. I don't know the female
maybe
anatomy.
Maybe she got comfortable with you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe. Because like now, I mean, it would just pop out if that was the case. You know what I'm saying? After so many years together, it would pop out. I'd be like, damn, like where did you get that? I'd be like, when did you get one of those? You know what I'm saying? Where did that come from? You know? Whereas mm-hmm. before, I'd never see it. But I mean, it's a turn on to me actually. You know, to see it because it throws me back into the vintage film stage, the Vanessa Del Rio when she had that big large clit, and it was like, wow. You know, you were young and you looking like, wow. And you expect that on every female, and then they don't have it. You're like, where yours at? Vanessa got one? Why you ain't got one? You know? So it's mm-hmm. kind of a turn on. You know? <same time. laughs>
Wow. Okay, so my preference when it comes to down below, I like it trimmed. I don't like it completely bald, and I don't like it completely hairy neither. I like it trimmed. I still like to have a little hair there because when it comes bald and you don't keep it up, then it gets all scratchy, and I don't like scratchy. So,
hey.
You know, I don't like it being, like, I don't like that 5 o'clock shadow pretty much. So I don't mind it being a little trimmed. I don't mind the balls being 10-2 as well. It lets me know that you take pride in what you do, so that's very impressive to me. And as far as the size matter, yes and no. I can say some of my best experiences has been with a guy that was of average size. But I've also know that I like to swallow cans. So that's all I'm going to say. I do like a challenge, pretty much.
Crush, baby. Crush,
I do
baby.
Like a challenge. So if it came to me providing oral, and the thing is, I love to provide oral.
Okay, can I ask a question for you? Do you have a gag reflex? Even though your mouth can open up wide enough to receive a can,
mm-hmm.
but going a little further back, do you have gag reflex or no?
Actually, I do. I do have gag reflex, but it works to my advantage.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like you. Like I said, I like to do it. I love to do it. And obviously, when you're doing it right and you gag, your throat contracts. Actually. So
yes,
that actually works to your advantage, ladies, because once you're gagging, that means you're deep throating. That means it's back there. So the best sensitive part of his penis is in the back of your throat. So, I mean, yeah, you know, you breathe through your nose, ladies. That's all you got to remember. That's all I'm saying. Breathe through your nose. So when it happens, it actually is like it works to your advantage. That's all I'm saying. You all right, Jay?
I'm telling you, that is so freaking sexy to me. The gag reflex. I mean, I will stand back and tell her, choke yourself. You know what I'm saying? Let her just go down.
I like to do that. See, so I would be like, yes, let's do this. We ready. But I don't do it often because I lose my voice. But, yeah.
Y'all going to get some yellow tape. That's what y'all going to get. Somebody going to die.
I'm telling you. And it ain't being done right until you start seeing the tears running down the cheek. And I'm like, yes. You know what I'm saying?
So,
I've got to. Oof.
But, you know what I realized, too, though? This is like a conversation for a whole another time of show. So,
okay.
If we can go in and I can start talking all, I'm not going to do that. So right now, folks, does size matter? What's your preference? We still have a few minutes to take your calls. 805-830-8320. Press that 1 and let us know, you know, what you like to do. What do you like to do? So, on that note, Trinity.
Well, you know me and my situations, but I dated a dude, and now I have a preference, I have a complex, but his butt was bigger than mine. Now, yes, I do have a flat butt, but this dude had, like, a big old butt, like, hips and everything.
Mm.
And it bothered me, so I forgot to add that. I'm really not a big fan of big dudes with big butts.
Oh.
That's not cute.
So we have the chat room blazing. I see we have the chat room blazing. Mr. UPF, you've been in the chat room. What's going on in the chat room?
Oh, you're talking about tacos. Let me stop. You're talking about Onyx. Onyx made a comment. She said that she doesn't like sagging balls. You know what I mean? So that's not a good look, fellas. Do not have the balls sag. Mm-hmm. And she also said she likes a really petite pussy.
Mm-hmm.
A petite pussy. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that they had sections, you know, petite. And
there goes my opportunity.
I guess that comes from the petite to the camel toe. You know, in between the two, you know, you got large, big, whatever, different sizes. You know,
isn't the camel toe only the imprint of the pussy? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I got belly, so I don't know what camel toes even look like.
You got camel toes. You got monkey grips. You got them all. I mean, there's all.
You got what?
Monkey grips. I'm done.
I'm just saying, you got all kinds. You know what I mean? They coming all.
And we go back on the monkeys.
Monkey grip, girl. You got that monkey grip.
I know that's right.
How does a monkey grip look?
You know, it doesn't look.
After party.
It don't look. It grips, girl. You know, them Kegel exercises. Them Kegel exercises are killer. Oof. I know. I like.
What do you call the women that have the extra hanging lips?
Saggy. You gotta know.
Nah, I guess that would matter in my size preference. I don't like excess lips. You know what I mean? I'm glad you brought that up. I don't like excess lips. I don't like them hanging, and you know, you can pull them out and fold them and make a fucking ribbon and shit out of them.
Taco.
No taco, no extra taco meat. Keep my meat in jail. You know what I'm saying? Don't have my meat hanging out. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. Some people, some ladies have that. They have that big cauliflower. Big, just everything, just hanging out.
I hope it's not a cauliflower.
Right, I was getting ready to say the same thing, Trina. You took that out my word. Ooh, that's not a good look.
That's a no-no.
They have the big block. So I guess I can see what Onyx is talking about. I like a petite pussy. I like a very neat pussy. And then when it comes to being sexually stimulated, it opens up. It just welcomes you in. I like that, but I don't like it.
You don't need a roadmap to get where you need to get. You like move this way. Can I get a paper clip?
Yeah, I don't want to be looking at it and it looks like it just finished smoking a blunt or something. It's like, yo, I'm good. Let's go. You know what I mean? I don't want to see that.
You know what I don't like? And this is going to sound real crazy.
Oh, my God.
I like to know that I got the pussy wet. I don't want to, unless the pussy is mine, I don't want to walk up on it and it's just slimy wet everywhere.
I
want to know that I got it wet. Am I the only person that's like that?
No.
Listen, I have no comment on
that. I don't want to clean up somebody else's mess at that moment, you know?
There's a difference if you're stimulated, LaCrush, and you're moist and you're wet. But, I mean, you have some ladies that are excessive, and it's like, wow. I had someone that I was with, and we was getting our thing in or whatever, and, I mean, she was just so wet that it actually made it unpleasant. Because all I could think of was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm like trying to go down on her, and it's all up. I'm wiping my face, wiping my neck. I'm like all around my head. You know what I'm saying? I need to take a steam bath or something. You know, I need to be, what do you call it, salmonized? Something like that. I need to go into autoclave and just be sterilized. You know what I'm saying? It was just.
Don't get you on that alone, then, Jay. It's like, can you?
That is not a turn on. That is not a turn on to me to be excessively wet. And I know it's something that you can't do to control or whatever the case may be. But I don't know what would a woman do to you know what I mean? If the man takes that, yeah, I mean you can wipe off, I guess, during the middle. But I mean, how kind of odd is that to be? Okay, babe, hold on, and you go there, wipe off. Okay, go ahead. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I mean? You stopping the flow, but at the same
time. No, I do it all the time. Like, you know, let me go freshen up right quick because I know I get more than just wet. I get creamy.
Yeah.
That should scare somebody if they're not used to it.
Yeah, see, but that's not bad when you do, to me, as a male, when you actually in the engaging of the sex, that's cool. I love to look down and see the cream on me and everything. And
if you were doing it yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
If I get to it, it's already like that. I can see if we was on the phone and we were talking, but at a party,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to play with a female, and she already extra creamy. I don't know where it came from. I was in another room.
Well, that's the energy. You can't control it if that's the energy of the party now, right?
No. You can't control it, but you can regulate it, I think. Because
you can't regulate it.
We can't regulate that.
I'm saying is that you know your body.
I know my body, and I know that if I'm stimulated and I'm watching this going on and I'm watching that going on and I'm doing this, ladies can't control like men can control.
No, you can't. But what you can do is just go freshen up before you play.
Right.
That's what I mean when I say regular. I mean, you can take a moment to pause and you can go refresh yourself and come back. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean when I say regular.
That sounds like a little bit too much work. I done came across a lot of pre-cum, but I'm just saying. I'm just playing. I'm just playing right now, folks. Y'all tuned in to Swinger State of Mind radio show with Jay Peoples, Trinity Blake, and myself, Miss LaCrush Hart. And we are talking about insecurities in the lifestyle. What a good conversation we are having. Right now, we're going to take our daily quickie. And we're going to come right back, so hold on and bear with us. Okay.
Hello, it's time for our daily quickie.
Hey, beautiful ladies. This is Frenchie French with your public service announcement. Know your role. First up, we have Wifey. She is irreplaceable. She's the woman that...
This is the super fluffy flirt, Miss LaCrush Hart. And tonight I present, men, you're going to learn today, public service announcement. Type 1, the husband. He is the sweetest, loving, kindest man she knows. His intellect makes him sexy, although he is handsome. He treats her like a queen and put her first. He takes care of the kids, her, and the home. This is a man she loves coming home to. He spoils her with gifts, and he is a hard worker. Type 2, the boo. This is a dude that's known for years. Kind of her homie lover friend. No matter who is in her life or who is in his life, they seem to always have a thing for each other. Her boo has a wifey, so he has much to lose as she do. Therefore, she is guaranteed that their relationship is on the DL, you know, the down low. She runs to her boo when the husband fucked up. Her boo gives her comfort, and the sex is a bomb, which explains why she can't leave him alone. Type 3, the maintenance man. This is Mr. Wine and Dine. He has the charm, the romance, and the body like a stripper. He is the one she calls every now and then when husband and boo done pissed her off. He really wants to be her husband or boo on the low, but he know his role. Husband will never suspect a thing because this man is the deacon at the church and well respected in the community, so no one would know of their freaky secret love affair. They sneak and go on trips and getaways. Oh yeah, he keeps her bank account real right. Type 4, the roughneck. This is the man we fantasize about when husband, boo, and the maintenance man just not doing it anymore. This is Mr. Bad Boy. He got the body, the tattoos, and the big body SUV with the motorcycle on the side. She calls on him when the time to get that back blown out, the bottom hit, and want to walk bow-legged for a couple of days. He is the man husband season. No, he needs to get on the treadmill to lose those extra pounds he's been gaining. The roughneck is the one that rocks the suits in the day and trades Armani in for the tins and jeans at night. He is pulled out in emergency only and can't resist to get your freak on in the craziest places, like in the car, the back of a vacant building. You get the picture, because his main goal is to tear it up. Oh, and by the way, the roughneck is in her cell phone as one of her homegirls named TT. So, men, that concludes this lesson. I only have one question for you. What's your role?
Swinger, save mine.
Okay. Rough Welcome neck, back. You're a roughneck, Jay?
Oh, that's always been my motto right there. That's been my song.
Gotta
get a roughneck.
Oh.
I'm a South Bronx roughneck.
Oh, Bronx and the Boogie, down roughneck.
What?
French.
What say you, man? What say you?
Huh? What's going on, my brother? How are you?
How my family doing?
Hey,
I feel like a step cut notch here.
Well,
good party, people.
Everything's good.
Hey, Crush. Right? Hey, Jay. Trinity Blizzard Lilic.
Hey, baby.
I see y'all holding it down. What's good, folks? What's happening with you?
We just up here talking about insecurities, physical insecurities, emotional, mental insecurities that people may have as far as the lifestyle, but with their self, the size matter when it comes to a playmate. You know, whether it comes physical size, or, you know, what's your pussy preference? You know what I'm saying?
Come
I just love the way that word comes off my pussy. I love the way pussy just rolls off my tongue. But anyway, pussy preference.
Yo, man.
I was like, that's small. No, my word is cock. I'm not bad.
Cock. Y'all nasty. Size matters and all that physical fatigue. Well, my insecurity is I don't want to break my back. I'm insecure about that. I'm just being 5,000 right now.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You know what they say about slim men? You know what they say about slim men?
No, I don't. What do they say about slim men?
Crush, don't even act brand new right now.
I don't know what they say about slim men. No, I don't know what they say about slim men.
You know, girl, that slim men have big dicks. I think it's an illusion because they have skinny thighs.
Oh, wow. You know what?
I know for a fact that's not true. But I do know this about a slim man. They know how to get into the creases and the crevices.
Thank you. That's what
not
I was about to say.
But not
that's what I'm about to say.
It don't matter what size you are. They either going to come or you got it or you don't. I'm just saying.
Y'all remember that Brian commercial? You walk right in, sit right down. And Brian makes it sit down good.
No.
You don't remember that? Oh, my goodness. You know, slim men slide right in, sit right down. Slim men make you feel real good.
Yeah.
That's whistling a Dixie. Yeah, flawless.
Yes.
They are going in the chat room. They're going in the chat room about slim niggas.
Well, watch them out now. I'm 100% slim. Lean, mean, sticking machine.
Yeah, Brooke says she's messed up slim men with disappointed penises. Onyx says them slim niggas, the business. JC1 in the chat room, welcome. She said, smile, I adore slim men. They get all in the crevices.
Give her my phone number. Give her my number.
Some short men who are taller laying down than they were standing up. Holla.
Whoa, nah. Well, now they need to come on down south with that. You understand? Down south, make it lay it down right. Have them toes curling up, them fingertips twinkling. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Trinity. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know I'm
brand new.
They acting brand stinking new.
Mr. UPS says he's 8 feet laying down. Holla.
Wow. 8 feet. Look, damn, yeah. Brother. Let me know his secret. He got that Niagara.
Everything is big in Texas. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Dirty South representing, baby. D-South rep and presenting.
Here we go. OMG. So the team is in the building right now. You're tuned into Swingin' State of Mind radio show. 805-830-8320. Press that number one. We'll let you on. Trinity, what you got for us, Mama?
Oh, let's see. What you want? No.
Jesus. Wrap it in a bow.
It's Bobby now. Frenchie is joining us. So
right.
Birthday suit, wrap in a bow.
But go ahead, Trinity. What you got for us?
Well, now that I can get my senses out of Frenchie's on air, and he has joined us, we didn't talk about preferences. We didn't talk about genital sizes. We didn't talk about what body size matters. I mean, what else we're gonna talk about?
I know we were talking about all these things and what we like about the lifestyles, events, parties, clubs, and things of that nature. I know they haven't mentioned performance wise. You mentioned it a little bit, but we haven't really gotten into performance wise. And I know at some of these events we have liquor and all types of vices, or as I like to call them, party enhancers. So, like you said, Trinity, you did say the energy of the party, sometimes your preference changes from when you're not at the party to when I'm at the party. You try to have a different type of definition. And I think that when I get a little goose, I really do get a little loose. So,
wow.
You know, right. So, you know, that's my question for everybody. Party enhancers, vices. What about you, Trinity? What are your party enhancers about?
Well, most people, they use alcohol as a vice.
Mm-hmm.
Too much of anything is not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol is the most popular one. Then that you go into your social drugs. You know, you got your prescription drugs like Viagra. You have the natural pills and stuff you can take for women to get wet. Then you go into your cocaine, ecstasy, marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different things that people use as their vices. I've pretty much tried them all.
What?
I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys, you know, I've pretty much tried them all.
Mm.
But I will tell you this, there is nothing better than when you get that natural high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nothing better when you can go to a party in the middle of the day, you haven't had a single drink, nothing to smoke, and the energy has just got you. That's, no one can take that high away from you because you're in the zone. Women can get closer in their zone than a guy can get in the zone, but we all do it. We all do it. You know, that's when you walk in, the chemistry is there. You see plenty of people that you're attracted to. The transition goes smooth. Everybody's playing by the rules. The strokes, everybody know their stroke number.
Preach. We got touching here,
y'all. You know everything is going when you can switch from partner to partner, and everything is just, you know, it's just a feeling. So I think there's nothing better than a natural high if you could ever obtain it, but they are far and few between. What about you, Frenchie? Do you have any vices that you use?
Yes, I do. I'm guilty. I do have some vices that I use, and they've been proven time and time again to be effective. And I got to tell you, it's all about swag. Swag is a vice, because check it out. You could walk into a party, everybody could be getting down, but they ain't getting down. it's easy to walk to that party and, you know, you're playing with your partner, but you're not playing with that other partner or that lady across the room or that guy across the room that you've been eyeing down. Right. So that fella, that lady got to have some type of swagger to make themselves open and presentable. Like, hey, come talk to me. Not come fuck me, but hey, come talk to me. Come see what I'm about. See where I'm at. See if I want to make this thing happen. See if I want you to put me on my back and make me sweat and scream the Lord's name in vain. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen somewhere? God
damn
it. Amen. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and I speak of my AC folk because I've been partying a lot in AC. And we go there, we're out of our normal place, we're out of our normal environment, and it's all about making that environment comfortable. So the host comes in, and I ain't going to put her name out there, but she throws some immaculate parties. The host gets the party started by making the flow nice, making everybody feel comfortable, good icebreakers, everybody talking with everybody, separate the partners from each other, and we start flowing, vibing. I'm in her ear. I'm in his ear. I talk to girls and guys at these parties, so everybody's on the same level. And next thing you know, boom, it's on and popping. We got backs breaking, beds are rocking, condoms flying, sweater pouring. I get some, ooh, Lord, some, oh, my God, here I come, and don't stop. And boy, I tell you, it's like a party. You hear what I'm saying? Y'all don't hear me. Y'all listen.
It almost sounds like church.
Almost. I have you think you're in church. They'd be calling me, oh, Lord. When I'm through, you'd be, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes. Oh, my God. Hey, I'll be whatever you want right now. Just don't call me a son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's how we do. That's how we get it in. Ah, I feel so good to be back home. How's everybody doing?
Wow. You got that off your chest?
Yes, I did.
He had a Wusha moment. He had Wusha.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? I'm back now. I'm back. I blacked out. That's what happens. You know, you're feeling so good. You know, fellas, when you're feeling so good and you got that good stroke going, you ain't trying to nut just yet, and you're going, and you're going, and you're going. You feel like Johnny Rabbit. Next thing you know, oh, my God, ta-da, you're in the house.
You're in the zone.
Are you on a vice right now?
I'm on a vice. I'm on a vice. It's called the swing. I'm just waiting for a partner.
I'm waiting
for my partner. Yeah. How you been, Jay? What's happening with you, baby?
Oh, man, just sitting here chopping it up with the ladies and all the listeners on online and just having a good time.
Right
having
on.
A good time.
Right.
I mean, power to the brothers. Glad to have you back. Our numbers have increased again. We're back in the house, swagged out, swexy.
Come on.
What?
Swingle and swexy. I like that.
Always swexy around here.
Well, you got an amen and a well, and a Frenchie is super sexy. Just put it out there, laugh out loud. This coming from the woman who isn't even into light-skinned men. Laugh out loud. Frenchie French with his fine ass. Yes, ma'am, Lord. It is church. of the banging blankets, sexy sheets, and mac and mattress. Okay, then.
Whoa,
all right.
Now.
So
we didn't start a
chat room. Yeah, the chat room popping right now. Shout out to Big D Rod 42 who joined us. Brooke Renee is in there. JC One, Kevy, Mr. UPF, Neo Carla, Nika is in there. Onyx
what?
Is in there. Trinity what? Is in there. I'm in there. The party is in the chat room right now.
Shit, y'all
shout out to everybody listening
the
on the phone. I see those people listening on the phone. Lady C, I see you. You ain't raise your hand, but I see you. I see 904 Florida. I see 214. I see the 682s. I see the 724s and the 254s. I see y'all. Y'all being shy right now, but I see you.
French, Onyx says she wants to suck your Adam's apple.
Wait,
oh, my
what?
God.
Wow.
Wait.
Trinity, do you have?
I want to suck Frenchie's Adam apple.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh. Wow.
Give me that,
you know what?
Give me that man fruit.
Man fruit. I like that.
Tell her, you know. Tell her I graduated from an Adam's apple. I got a Johnny apple. They call him Little Johnny. Apple seed for short.
I'll watch. I swear I'll watch.
Hey, Skype will be in full blaze. Any lady want to get down, I'll put the Skype on. We go in. special exclusive swinger state of mind.
What?
Hey, you know, they got to come with the A game now. Don't come with no B or C game. They got to come with the A game.
Look, Onyx, no, folks, stop it. Sliding over. No, I want to watch. No. Anyway, Trinity, what you got for me, Trinity? Let Frenchie woosah for a minute.
I'm good.
No, you're not good.
Well, first of all, I don't know what vice Frenchie has over there, but I'll take two.
And
I will take two, and after I take those two, I'll meet him over in Skype since he claims to have a 10.25 cock. Because we all want to see it. But, you know, right now we're talking about, you know, we went over with all the prefaces and what you like, what you don't like, what you're insecure about. And sometimes when we have these vices, it does help us transition, like Frenchie was saying early, to open up and talk to that stranger instead of just talking to the person that you came with or that you're closest to. I think, you know, like I said, as long as it's not too much, you know, you don't want to be the person throwing up at the party. You don't want to be the person that passes out at the party. You know, you don't want to get in trouble driving home and ended up getting a ticket, because at that point, it's not an overall good experience when it's ended with a bad memory. Not for the buzz kill on your Skype action, Frenchie, but, you know. So if you're going to use vices, if you are going to use vices, use in moderation, you're good. Because I don't know about you guys, I've had some instances where people overindulge.
And, Also, Trinity, my, you know, that goes for legal and illegal vices, right?
I had to go there.
You know, I don't need nobody, because I've been to a party where the girl was taking 150 down, no chaser, and she was tossing and turning and woo, and we was trying to hold that down, and she was a big girl. That was a lot of work.
Did she stretch? You know, she got to stretch. She got to stretch first.
She was doing everything. When I say everything. She had the room to herself. There was nobody else there. She had the room to herself. I'm just saying that. You know, and it was kind of hard when you're the hostess of the party and you're trying to maintain order and somebody 150 out. I'm talking about the brown bottle, folks. Taking it.
We had somebody. We had somebody at a party before that was the same way, and she got so drunk, and it was hard, you know, to watch it. We just, you know, it was kind of fucked up, but, you know, she got thrown in the closet, you know what I mean? She was thrown in the closet, and the closet was closed, left in the closet so she could sleep it off. And that was the safest place for her.
That's a good thing. So let me ask y'all, swing team, how much is too much? When would you say when to a person who overindulges to enhance their pleasures, you know, for their vices?
Everybody is different. You don't know what a person can and cannot do. Most of the time I have a bartender to watch the alcohol, but the bartender is not distributing anything that's illegal, that part that you can't monitor. But as a good hostess, you know, a lot of people say, like, when I'm hosting a party, number one, I'm usually not even playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's my job and the team's job to kind of monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And working in a bar scene for so long, I can pretty much tell, like, whoa. There's usually some telltale signs when a person has had their limits. Slurred speech. Delusion, like they look confused. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm doing here. How did I get here?
Loud laughing.
The loud laughing.
A lot of people don't pay attention to that. But the person looks like, oh, they just having fun. No, that's beyond fun.
That's
an outburst.
Yeah.
Those are things you can watch. Those are telltale signs. And that's something I'll share with everybody that's out there listening, too. When you're out there, just try to pay attention. And you see somebody that's, the speech is a little slurred or they're stumbling. You might think it's funny, entertaining at the time, but these people have to go home.
And not only that, we're not spring chickens, and I want everybody to succeed in the bedroom. So if you have too much to drink, you know, your cock might not do what you want it to do.
Right.
If you know that you have too much to drink, you might get wet. But guess what? Your standards might change tremendously, and you can end up playing with somebody you actually regret it.
Mm.
Yes. And you wake up the next morning, and you're like, I play with you, and he's sending you love letters on Facebook the next day. But you self-remember, you know. I met a young lady that's actually online right now before, and I thought she was just the best thing since honey.
Come on.
And she came through, I was like, wow, who is this girl? But we were all drinking, and I asked her, did anybody get her name and number? And it took me 3 weeks to find a young lady again.
You know what? I would do that same thing. And I'm still trying to find her. She rocked my world. I cannot find her. Harrisburg, PA, if you were listening, you know who you are. I'm trying to find you.
If you don't have a milk carton, make sure it's not a,
you know,
not a condom box.
TJ's, Harrisburg, you know, TJ's out there. She did me some justice. Anyway, back to you. I'm
what about TJ?
What about me? to add on to what you were saying as far as tattletale sign, as far as when somebody has had too much to drink, is the alcohol abuse. And my terminology of alcohol abuse is when you're spilling good drink. If you're spilling, you abusing the alcohol, you need to sit down, shut up, or go home, one or the other. But don't abuse alcohol, please, please.
Okay, as a public service announcer, please do not listen to Mr. UPS Secure. He went to sleep in his car on Sunday after the club.
I tell you one thing, I didn't drop a drop.
I didn't drop a drop.
I didn't make you drop.
That sounds like a Mardi Gras rule. I don't care what you do, don't drop that drink.
Exactly. You go to jail in Mardi Gras, you drop a drink, you're going to jail. Don't spend alcohol abuse. They take your butt to jail. Alcohol jail.
Mm-mm. They know
you
alcohol
drunk.
Gel.
Oh, you have to see it, Crush. Alcohol gel in the French Quarter is basically like you're walking down the street and they literally have a cage on the side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Cage. And they will put you in there. And it is not a joke. You're not about to walk up there and pick either.
Okay.
I'm looking at the clock. It's almost like that time, isn't it?
Right. That's what I was getting ready to say. So, on that note.
It's my favorite time of the show. It's orgy time. Orgy, 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 orgy.
Wow. I just love that. Orgy.
Yeah, I like that.
Orgy time is basically when we go through our Facebook, we send out flyers, you can send us an email, you can call in, and we basically just a smorgasbord of questions, kind of like an orgy. Everybody can join in and just let it all out. Ask whatever you want to ask. And one of us are bound to have some type of entertaining answer for you.
All right. So I got me an orgy question. Somebody asked us, she said, do you think some, she put that in big bold letters, S-O-M-E, people, not all, get into the lifestyle because they are scared of intimacy and commitment? I'm curious to know you guys' opinions.
I'll let you guys go first. I'll go last on that one.
Okay. Jay.
So I think they're scared of commitment. I think some people can get into the lifestyle to use that as a pastime to get over, you know what I mean, till they are ready for commitment. So I can say yes. You know what I mean? They're just, as they say, sowing their oats. They're having fun. They don't want to have the obligation. They want to go out, have unrestricted, uninhibited sex, and go home and don't have to worry about remembering the person's name because it's irrelevant. It's just done. So, you know, I think some people can get into that for that reason. Yes, I agree. How about you, Frenchie French?
Wow. I would almost have to disagree with you on that, J-Love. Because I think, personally, I think it's fulfillment. I think people get into the lifestyle for fulfillment because, you know, they want to, most of them want to fulfill their sexual pleasures. They want to take care of their partner. And if their partner is not really doing it, they figure, well, hey, let's open this up to another person, whether it be male or female, and see if they can give us that spark to make it that much more, you know, interesting, that much more pleasurable, that much more, ooh-wee, you know what I mean? So I think they just open it up because they seek for that ultimate pleasure, you know.
Okay,
not
what about the people that get into it, the singles? What about the singles that get into it?
The singles, I think, for the males, I'm going to speak on terms of males, and just from being around, I think it's because the males, half of them ain't got no game, and they figure it's the easy way to get a piece of ass, and that's being straight.
I didn't want to say that. But
I'm gonna throw it out there. Half of the mugs ain't got no game. They come with the pity pat whack rhymes, and can't get no lady, and none of the ladies won't give them quality time, and they just use that as a way to get in. You know, try to get it in. That's my personal opinion.
They think it's a smorgasbord, and they just don't get free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Marinate on it.
Okay.
Go in.
All right.
Deep breath.
Do I think people do this for intimacy and commitment? I cannot answer that. I honestly can't answer that because I am one that shies away from intimacy and commitment. So, maybe they do, maybe they don't, but I really can't answer that. Personally, I can't answer that, to be honest with you.
Okay.
That's in all fairness.
Okay.
I'm a little bit different, and I'm going to say that even though I do know some people that did get in a lifestyle due to some of those, and then basically it's an insecurity, you know, they're not ready yet. So, but to me, the lifestyle, and a lot of people that I know, the lifestyle is a form of commitment. It's an alternative lifestyle for me and my sexual preferences because I believe in alternative relationships. So it's a method to get something done. You know, my term is the definition, you should treat a marriage like a great corporation that sometimes you have to outsource. So our commitment has involved that we might have other people involved, you know, other people getting into our beds. That's part of our commitment. So I didn't get into the lifestyle because I was afraid to commit or be intimate with someone. I choose the lifestyle because I like to stand on those boundaries. So, you know, and there's some people that get into it because they just want to wild out. But to me, I'm like, oh, when people say, oh, y'all are wild, I say, well, wild is to be out of control. I know exactly what I'm doing. This is what I choose to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not afraid of intimacy. I'm not afraid of relationships. I'm completely okay with one person, but I choose to have that door open to basically have a spice of life. So health-wise, you really should do it to spend and explore your sexual boundaries. If you're doing it just to get in there and wild out or whatever, you're going to burn out. You're going to connect some bridges and then end up walking away. You're going to hurt somebody's feelings for no reason at all, for your own selfish reasons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And having good sex is not about being selfish. So just take that home with you.
So what I would like to do at this very moment, I would like to invite everyone to join the after party at our Facebook group, which is at www.facebook.com/groups/swingerstateofmind. And we can continue the conversation about anything that we've talked on, any questions you may have, anything of that nature. We can continue the conversation there. So also go to our fan page at facebook.com/SSOM Radio Show. At this point, I will be bringing a caller in. She actually has an orgy time question for us, and this young lady is Onyx 7.
Onyx.
It's from Florida. Oh, hey, do miss, do I want to suck on somebody's throat. What's up, Onyx?
What's up,
Frenchie French. Get that Adam back on. Let me get that man fruit. Give that man fruit.
You did Johnny Appleseed, you had that.
Well, how is everyone doing this lovely evening?
We are good. We are good.
I'm a fantabulous. I actually got a little irate earlier before the show started because I am in a group on Facebook called Confessions. And in the group, a gentleman posed a question about how do guys feel about a woman who has basically had sex with almost every guy in the group that she's in on Facebook. What would you classify her as? Or he calls her undercover ass or something like that. So you had, it was people commenting, calling, you know, saying that, you know, she was ratchet or loose or a hoe or a whore. And so I got tired of listening at all 169 comments or reading 169 comments. And I went and I posed the question in the group of saying that, well, I'm reading that you guys are saying about, you know, men basically just free dick, women just free coochie. So how do you feel about the swinging and lifestyle organization? What would you do if someone would approach you about that? How would you respond? And nobody, when I say nobody, commented on the post at all. So I brought it back up to the top of the group to see what people were saying. Finally, I started getting some comments. But I want to know what your opinion would be. What would you have said if you had seen that in a group that you were in, knowing that what type of lifestyle you're in?
Good question. Damn good question.
It really depends on how the question is asked. I mean, because I don't know about you. I'm in a bunch of groups. And it really depends on how it's done. You have a female that can come in and can have sex with everybody in their male, female. She will leave no pillow unsluffed. And nothing to say, you know, the transition is the vital part there. How do you transition from partner to partner? Is it done, you know, you wonder, well, is there such thing as being tacky in a lifestyle because they're sleeping with multiple people? Yes, there is a way of being tacky.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with, there are certain guys that will come into the group that will literally try to run through every single female in the group, not because they want to experience them, but it's like a race.
Mm-hmm.
And because they turn into a race, it's kind of unflattering. Kind of like I was just saying a little bit earlier, are you in it for the experience or are you in it for your own selfish reasons? Because I'm sure that person might have had a little bit more to offer than that one time so you can hurry up and get to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Those we call those ego-driven people that are the satisfied ego. That's how I classify someone like that in the lifestyle. But that comment being brought up in a group that has nothing to do with a lifestyle, or half of these people don't even understand their own sexual inhibitions anyway. They just talk and just talk, and, you know, they just know the basics. And to make a comment like that and to read, you kind of want to question and say, okay, you're calling this person trifling, but you don't know what this person is into or what, you know, this person may like. She may be into BDSM, and that's her thing. She loves to be gangbanging or whatever. I don't know. You don't know. So don't classify somebody as a whore or it being community pussy or group pussy or what else was said. You know, those type of things are kind of offensive to someone like me who's into BDSM and to swinging lifestyle.
Might I pose a different way to look at this, Onyx, and approach it? Look at it this way. The individual who made such a comment, now, and you know, the guy who said that, now, he don't understand the lifestyle because the lifestyle also crosses into fetishes. If a woman wants to have a gangbang. That's not a hoe, especially if it's in a lifestyle. It's a fetish. I've run across women who enjoy having multiple partners in one night. Does that make her a hoe? In my book, no, because in the lifestyle, if you understand the lifestyle, it's a fetish of hers. So if she comes to a organized group, because in order to know about such a thing, you got to be in a group, mm-hmm. and they organize this, and that's not being a hoe. That's fulfilling a fetish. In some cases, some people it's a dream, some people it's a fantasy. And from my experience, it was a fetish. All of BBWs and BBGs and that I've been to, they've been fetishes that a woman wanted to fulfill. She had never done it before, and she wanted to see if she can do it and how she would receive it. That, mm-hmm. in my book, that's not a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's outside the lifestyle, of course it's a hoe. But if it's somebody's in the lifestyle and posts it in the group, says, hey, Jane Doe is having a G, you know, BBG, BBW, whatever it may be, to me, it's a fetish and a fantasy of hers, and I still respect her. If I met her in the street, shook her hand, had drinks with her, I'd still respect her as a lady just because she, you know, wanted to do that. By all means, honey, get it in.
Oh, I mean, hey, you know, the question wasn't directed at me. It wasn't her per se speaking of me. It's just when I read it, it just was, and to read the comments or the ignorant comments that were being made in reference to the person, because whoever they're talking about, she's in one of the groups that someone else is in, and they just blasted her in this group. And I was like, yo, y'all going hard on this girl. Yeah. And, I mean, they calling her stuff I ain't never heard of.
Excuse me. Thank you, Onyx, for definitely bringing this topic to our attention. The one thing I wanted to add, well, the one thing I really wanted to ask, Frenchie, when you were saying your comment, you also said, well, if she's not in the lifestyle, then she's a hoe. But, you know, my thing is, if we are in the lifestyle, you know, being a swinger and such, when we're in the lifestyle, you tend to, you know a little bit about yourself.
Exactly.
I don't think that because she's not specifically saying that she's a swinger or that she's a gangbanger. However, she's getting to learn about herself,
exactly.
about what she likes sexually. So technically,
uh-huh.
that's not a hoe. It's a difference if you're going out there and you're trying to get every dude for money or whatever the case may be. But we don't know the dynamics of this relationship that she's having. Maybe she's talked to these guys plenty of times. The only thing I'm upset about is her passion. The fact that she's choosing these guys that are not using discretion. Nobody's supposed to know what you're doing, not in no Facebook group. You get what I'm saying? That shouldn't be
exactly.
a conversation. This dude shouldn't be talking about what you done did. Nobody should blow you up but yourself.
Right.
But thank you so much for calling in and bringing this Orgy Time question to us, Onyx. We really do appreciate
you're welcome.
It. Hope you're enjoying
you're
the show right
always.
Now.
Uh-huh.
Right now, but before you go, right now we have another caller who's calling from the 954. His name is Russo, and he actually got a question for you, Onyx.
Really?
Hey, Russo.
Hi.
Hello.
Florida.
Hola, hola. What up, though?
Hey, Russo.
The question I got, I want to know what's the next What's the next thing going down in Duval?
Really? Really, dude? That's the question you have? Really? Don't do that. That's the question you have, really?
I'm trying to ask you, we ain't got no type of lifestyle parties over here.
All right, but aren't you in a group with her? You can take her private and do that. This is not that type of party.
That's good, then. That means the lifestyle is being exercising discretion. You don't know about it? That's good. Way
right.
to go, Tallahassee. You don't know about
right.
it? That's a good thing.
Right. Yes,
well done.
Yes,
well done.
Well, we'll let you get to answer that question in a minute, Onyx. But this is not that type of conversation, Russo. If you don't have a conversation for Orgy, a comment for Orgy Time, then I'm gonna have to tell you to hit Onyx in her private box about that. Okay, baby.
Yeah.
On that note, once again, thank you, Russo, and
uh-huh.
thank you, Onyx, for tuning in and commenting.
Yeah, well done, Onyx.
And keep it going in the chat room. Really do appreciate it. Right now, I'm going to turn the tables over to Mr. Peoples because I think he has something to say.
I just wanted to make a comment on Onyx topic. I guess what you have to look at is the dynamics, like you said, or the relationship that the guy had with the female that he's referring to. You know, 9 out of 10, he's sour. She done cut him off. And so he's putting it out there like, gee, he's doing something. He don't know. He don't control her pussy 24/7. He don't know who's in and out of there. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, to capitalize on what Crush said, you know what I mean? Is it bad because they know about it? Or is it bad because she's doing it? You know? Which is the bigger crime? Is it the fact that everybody knows that, okay, well, she slept with this one, this one, this one, this one, or the fact that she just did it, and they don't feel like they are the only one that got it? She's not a prize no more, so now they sour pussy because it's like, okay, I got yours, and I got his too, so what? So is she a G, you know, because she's tricking them because they still going after her, you know what I mean? It's not like she got it or she gave it up and everybody cut her off like, oh, she's nasty or whatever. Nah, they still jumping in it. They jumping in and out of it. So she must got that golden rule because everybody want to dip in. So, I mean, you can't hate on her for it, you know? You can't hate on her. She's on her game, like you said. That's her fetish. That's her enjoyment. Why are you hating her? You know, go home. Wax off and go to sleep.
Smoking like a true gentleman.
For real, you know. Don't hate on
them.
Don't hate the game, you know.
Amen.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
so, I don't know. I had to add that little
twin crush.
I'm sorry.
No. That's totally awesome. Right now, we're going to go and do our, I guess we have one more orgy question, Tree, no?
Yes, we got one more. What you got, Trinity?
Oh, well, there was a question posted in the chat group, and it was from Brooke, saying, have you met someone who was in a committed relationship, but their significant other knew nothing about them being in the lifestyle? Basically, they're cheating.
Very common.
Tell it.
Very common.
Yeah, very, very common.
And, yes, very common. And if they knew the rules of engagement, they're not lifestyles because both parties have to be willing unless they're doing it as a single male or a single female. As straight up cheat, you can't do it without
cheating. There's no way to sugarcoat that one.
Yeah, no way to sugarcoat that one. Straight up cheating.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, it all comes to a head, and it can be an ugly occurrence, even more so if it occurs or comes to a actual event. Because not only does it a sour image on the lifestyle, that whoever's promoting it, you know what I'm saying, it affects their character as a promoter, because people are going to judge you by your parties at the end of the day.
Exactly.
And
two thumbs up on that one.
That person can actually be blackballed because it's like, you know, you bring drama, you doing this, you doing that. And regardless of the fact, the lifestyle community is extra small. I don't care where it is, from coast to coast. I can go to New York, meet somebody that's been in the lifestyle and know somebody in California. It's just that small.
Okay.
It's a safety issue, too.
Yeah.
It's a what?
You cheat on your wife and you think you're having a good time, and then here comes somebody with a gun or a knife or something because you with their husband or wife.
That's happened. I've seen groups get shut down because he was at the party and the girlfriend found out where the party was, and she came banging on the door, and when he wouldn't leave, she went downstairs and reported the party, and they wasn't allowed to have a party there no more.
It affects so many different things, not just the relationship. So it's the domino effect.
He didn't want to come out, but, you know, it is what it is. We have a caller. from Dallas. It's Miss Lisa.
D-Town.
What up,
D-Town.
Yo?
D-Town. What's going on, Lisa? What's going on? You heard?
Not a whole lot.
Okay.
How's everybody doing tonight?
We're good.
She's
we're
sexy
good.
Sounding, too. Just sound delicious.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
We appreciate you calling.
So, Lisa, you heard the question. You heard our latest question. What's your take on it?
I mean, it's actually happened to me.
What?
I'm not saying that I've cheated, but I have met couples in the lifestyle where the gentleman in the couple has contacted me outside the party without his wife knowing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to carry on a relationship and attend parties with me without the wife knowing.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a huge problem with that, huge. And then I've also had it to where I have had married friends who want to go to parties with me without their wives knowing. So it just puts me in a precarious situation because, especially if I know the wife, you know, it's like not only do you want me to sleep with you, like cheat with you. It just brings in a whole another level of lying. I mean, the lying is just ridiculous. It can spiral out of control. And I've been married and cheated on before, and I just honestly don't want to participate in destroying someone's life. So that's how I feel about it. I don't want to be a part of cheating.
Right.
How did you handle it?
Let me know up front if that's what you want to do so I can make my decision
mm-hmm.
and not talk to you anymore. Like, you know, if you want a hoe, then go get one. Cause that's
I
how
know.
I mean.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Don't
exactly.
turn me into one. That's how I feel about that.
Well,
so
thank
how did you handle it?
Thank you so much, Lisa, for calling in. We really do appreciate it. Glad that you tuned into the show. Glad that you was able to give us your feedback on this orgy time question. Right now, I'm going to turn the tables on over to Miss Trinity.
Trinidad. You blew.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna let Jay go first tonight.
Okay. Go, Jay.
Yeah, let me go. What are we doing?
We're closing. Is nobody else looking at the we're closing?
I just
left
it with
you. Well, you know what? You know, my bad, Jay. I didn't even put you on the spot.
You got a bob and weave, Claire. That's like having a woman telling you to drop trout.
Most people don't know that we have a back end going on as well. We IM each other on the back end, and we're talking to you guys on the front end. So sometimes we get a little discombobulated.
I'll start it off. Appreciate everybody calling in and giving their 2, 3, 4, 5, and 10 cents. It's been a great topics. I can't wait till the gag reflex topic come up. Really gonna have fun with that one. if you're in the Dallas area, you know, look on my page and check us out. We got a lot of different things going on the weekend. We're gonna be out and about to socialize and representing Swing State of Mind Radio out in the Dallas area, going out doing some mixers and some socials. So, you know, come out, check us out. We're going to be in Fort Worth one day. We're going to be in Greenville another day, you know, and Addison and everything. And we're just going to be all around just mixing it up. So make sure y'all stay tuned with us every week at SSOM Radio. And just keep calling in and have fun. I appreciate y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Cool. Well, I will be kicking in with Jay on Friday, even though I don't know how to salsa dance, but I will be cute. I will be cute, that I will be. And on Saturday, my Facebook group, we're having our exclusive ladies' night at Club Memphis in Dallas. I'm curious to see how many men actually show up as well and try to kick it with us. I know it's going to happen, so I'm absolutely ready for that. And then on Sunday, we are doing our football mixer at a local cafe here in Dallas called Cheddar's. That should be a lot of fun. So far, we have about 50 people, and the bar only sits like 14. So I'm curious to see how that is going to go. And the last show I mentioned that, right, do the math. This is the last show I mentioned, you know,
Fantasy Ranch, which is a new radio soap opera that we are working on. We are still in process of that, and a lot of people see me posting different tags. I have my new blog up called The Voyeur with Trinity Blake. Keep an eye out for that, and if you see the link, just click on it and click like. And also, if you're on Facebook, I'm Trinity Blake and Friends. Click like, because that lets me know that you're thinking about me, because I'm always thinking about you. So thank you guys for calling in, especially Carla. I appreciate it, baby. And a shout out to all the Dallas people. Oh, I forgot. And I will be in Maryland October 11th through the 15th.
Yeah. On East Coast.
Oh, I'll talk to you later about that.
Frenchie, I'm going to meet you at the Newark bus station, and we're going to drive to Maryland, right?
All day. I'm already ready.
Okay.
Yay! Bring that 10.25 with you. Bring it.
You ain't ready. She ain't ready.
All right, Jay. What's your last final thought?
My last final thought?
I mean, Frenchie, I'm sorry.
Hey, everybody. I missed y'all. I've been gone for a while, and now I'm back. Fashion Week is almost over, and I'm back and ready to go in. I am the host with the most. If you guys are interested in having me come through and host and help you motivate your parties, get at me on my Facebook pages through the Swinger State of Mind. I will be appearing at TJ's Halloween party, so y'all come on through. We're going to set that thing off, do it right. It's been a pleasure talking to everyone again. Keep calling it in. Keep Swinger State of Mind going. Don't be afraid. I know a lot of y'all got those skeletons in the back of the closet that you're scared to bring forth. This is what it's all about. We encourage you to call in or hit us up on the chat room, or even email us, and we'll see about getting your thoughts out into the open. And with that being said, Crush.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, to my host, first of all, thank y'all all. We had a very awesome show tonight. Thanks to everybody that called in, from the Austin to the Onyx to the Russos, and Lisa and all the naughty little boys and girls out there. Shout out to the chat room. They was live tonight. They was definitely live. Hopefully I can download that. What I got going on? I have a lot of things going on. Right now, I am preparing to start my own brand new show, which will be airing October 2nd on the Phone Fantasy Radio Network, Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. What that is going to be, it's called The Honey Suite. We're talking about everything under the sun, even the gag reflexes. So that's my time to get a little loose and, you know, get my goose and get it popping. So y'all can definitely tune in www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. That's why we encourage every listener to sign up, make a free account, follow us on Blog Talk Radio, and get updates. You know, we're on, I have a Facebook page, fan page, The Honey Suite, S-U-I-T-E, not S-W-E-E-T. Also, I am LaCrush Hearts on Facebook. If you want to add me as a friend, you sure can, and I'll keep you up to date for sure of anything we got going on. We got a website, oldfantasyradio.com is the website to be at. You get all our updates, all our links. I'm currently working on it right now. What else we got going on? Next week, folks, very important. Listen to me. Next week, Swingers State of Mind radio show will be coming on at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. We're falling back. That's next week, Wednesday. We'll be on an hour early. So if you're in the Central Time, we're going to be on 8 p.m. Central. And if you're in the Eastern Time, we're going to be on at 9 p.m. Same awesome show, just on an hour earlier. So that's from 9 to 11, 8 to 10 next week. So, you know, we're going to get that popping. That's going to be our new prime time our prime time right there on Wednesday night, same great Wednesday night, but an hour earlier.
Moving up like good times.
Yeah, so you know, keep that in check. All right, folks, we got the after party popping on Facebook Swinger Group at facebook.com/group/swingerstateofmind and the fan page. Facebook.com, SSON Radio Show. We're on Twitter as well, SSON Radio Show. And once again, phonefantasyradio.com is the site to go to get all our links and everything like that. So on that note, I want to thank everybody, Trinity Blake, Jay Peoples, Frenchie French, and Le Crush Heart. We'll be back here Wednesday night. So everybody enjoy your week and weekend. Later.
Later.